Good evening, this is N5AOW, filling in for Kevin James, net control for the Black River Valley service staff. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening, 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 16th. The one for tomorrow has been canceled. It'll be held at the Dodge Rat Northam Community Center, 106 Scholar Street, Moonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. If a net controller not start to net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KA2ZZ, hi Bob.
KC2MDU.
Okay, very good. We've got KC2MBU, Ray, KA2ZNZ. Jack, haven't heard you in a while. Glad you checked in. And N2PFM, we'll start with George at the top.
Well, good evening, Bob. Everybody else on the net. Temperature here on the mountainside is 69 degrees. Temperature range today was 62 to 80. We did have a few periods of sun, but not long. And mostly cloudy. We did have a couple of short thunderstorms. No heavy lightning or anything, or hail or anything like that up in St. Lawrence County. So that was all right by me. And with that, we'll say God bless in 73, Zen 2, PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, we had a little bit here today, too, a little heavy rain, but nothing too bad, and it went through fairly quick, and it went on its way to sunshine again, so that worked out real nice. Okay, we'll move along to KA2ZNZ. Jack, haven't heard you in a while. Always glad to have you check in. How's things up by you?
Yeah, good evening, Bob, everybody on board. Yeah, I heard you last night, so I had to give it a try. Still getting the interference from the other repeater, of course. And so I've been having other stations, you know, do the call-ups and so on for me. Makes it a little easier. And we had a high here of 85 today. We had storms go north of us, south of us, east of us, west of us, and we didn't get a drop. It's getting kind of dry down here. But don't like the lightning storms anyways. So high of 85, right now we're 75. 73's all around. KA2, that is it.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I thought I'd let the tail drop on that, so if there was anything holding it up on your end, maybe that'd make it a little bit clearer. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was a great day here, but we did, we got a pretty good downpour. Somewhere around, well, I'm not really sure of the time, but I'd say 1:30, 2 o'clock. come down pretty good, fast and furious for a bit. Little boomers here and there, but nothing on the lightning side that we could detect, so. But it cleared up, went through, and too bad you didn't get a little bit of rain anyway. Would have warmed or cooled things down a little bit. Of course, certainly good for the grass in the gardens. Okay, Jack, you have a fine evening, and take care. Miss you on the other net, but yeah, sometime maybe in the future you'll get that problem taken care of. Okay, this is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
WA to you.
WA to you, John. How are things in Higley?
Everything over here is wonderful. WA to U, we're at 68 degrees at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Just turn the radio on. We'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there monitoring. All is fine with Kathy and I. Got a lot of projects done today. I burned about 20 CDs today, so I was busy with that. Of course, now everything's CD combination DVD. And that's kind of a neat thing. And a little feedback from another radio in the background. Hopefully it's not too objectionable. But I got a number of projects done. The garden's doing well. We were hoping we were going to get some rain today, but that didn't happen. Got on, made a few phone calls today. Got my barcode scanner back today and ordered, got some flags coming. There were a couple of them were getting a little tattered, so we got that on the way. And working on the various other projects. And Bob, anyone interested, I think you're mentioning the other net there, Octon, that I don't know if you can get into Remsen, but Remsen, I can get that with a handheld over here. And that's 145.33, 145.33 with a PL of 71.9. And there's a number of nets, Octons over there at 930. There's the SwapNet that's on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock. Oh, I'm going to leave out some net that's over there. But anyways, Central Air Traffic, that has a call-up. But once you get the PL and it's 71.9, that 145.33 up on Star Hill is quite a bit of coverage. So, anyways, I thought I'd pass that on to you. So, we'll turn it back over to you. Had a great weekend, and there was some other people checking in. Seems like there were some other things, but that's okay. I'm going to go out and enjoy the cool deck out here and enjoy the sounds of nature. WATU, back to net.
Okay, John, yeah. I've got that one programmed in on this, so yeah, I can get Remsen, no problem at all. And I can even get into the one in Canastota occasionally, but not always. I think there's a little bit of interference there from time to time. And I notice the other unit I have down in the garage, I've got to do a better antenna on that one. But I can't pick up during the day this weird sound, and it's like a pulse thing. And it goes on and on for probably 10, 15 seconds, then goes away, and it comes back from time to time, so I don't know what's bringing that about, but anyway, I'll research that later on. It's another thing down the road, so get a few more projects out of my way and taken care of. Okay, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins.
KC2NBU.
Ray, I am sorry, I got... Boy, I'll tell you what, I've done that twice to you now. KC2MBU, how have you been?
Been keeping busy. I'm just cleaning out the septic tank on the camper that I forgot to do all day. Just remembered to, they never got done from the weekend. So we got 72 degrees up on the hill here, and yeah, all we got was a sprinkle. Everything went north of us or south of us. Over.
Roger. Yeah, it sounds like what Jack had too went around him and didn't have any opportunity to get a little moisture in the ground, but geez, we got a session of it here for a bit. So, well, I hope the day went relatively smooth for you anyway. I know a lot of times it gets quite hectic and you're just about getting back home from auctions and things, and I'll tell you what, it makes for a long day if things just don't go the way you plan them.
Yeah, we're going to auction tomorrow. Tomorrow's the Ford sale off in Buffalo.
Yeah, that sounds like a long trip right there. It's one of those places I haven't been in a number of years, and I know last time I did from here, I think it was a good 4.5 hour run, maybe a little bit more than that. Don't recall, it's been a while since I've been out that way, but been to Rochester a couple of times, and that's a stretch, so anything past the Finger Lakes is a good ride. So, well, I hope things go well for you on your next trip out there.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, how you doing? One thing I was going to mention to you before I forget. I'm filling in for Kevin, and he was, tied up with a meeting of some urgency there. But anyway, he was saying that the access link to Lowville for the Echo Link, I guess, is down. I don't know if the Echo Link itself is down, but might be something, you know, you have a connection with or whatever is going on there. So anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Pete, KC2WA.
I've forgotten to try and get a hold of Dave and find out if he knows what's going on. Maybe I'll run into him at the fair this week. It's 71 here. High was 82 according to the digital thermometer. And when I came home before, it said the low was 74. So I know that's not true. I was up in Lake Pleasant, but I looked at the weather underground, and I looked at Danny's station, and he was saying 64 degrees, you know, last night or something. Whoever it is in Branningham, they got a problem because it was like 81 or 84 or something like that, and it was, you know, it was 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and I said, no, that can't be right. I think maybe what happened is the temperature went up, and then it went down in the rain or something. I don't know. I have no idea what happened here. I hadn't planned to be here until the morning, but my customer up at the Adirondack Lee Club required service, and so I left Lake Pleasant this morning at a little after 9. I was a little late getting out, and I got there at 11 and really didn't see any rain along the way. Some wet roads, you know, damp roads, but that's about it, I guess, was a little bit. And then when I was inside maybe 11:30, 12 o'clock, it rained.
Okay, a little noise background here. I got Katie too. I didn't get the rest of it.
Kilo Delta 2, Hotel, Kilo Bravo, Mobile.
Okay, got you that time, Kilo Delta 2. Hotel, Kilo Bravo, All right. I hope I got it correct that time. How are things your way?
Oh, not too bad. I was actually just testing out a location. Believe it or not, I'm actually surprised they made it in. I am actually on a hilltop in Oneonta, making it in via RF, so that's pretty good. So I am using a 65-watt mobile radio on a 5/8 wave antenna. Like I said, I was just doing some testing to see if I could actually reach the repeater, and been trying to see what I can get. So glad to hear that I'm making it in. 82HKD.
Very good. A little bit of frying on there, but I'll tell you what, totally intelligible. So not a problem there, and it's doing very well from that distance. Yeah, you probably have something similar to what I'm on here. And I've got low power I'm working on now at 25, but when I go to high power at 65, it does a good job. It's got some reach to it, so. But in any event, boy, you're doing a marvelous job for that distance.
Yeah, that's, thank you very much for letting me know. Like I said, I'm actually on a receive here. I'm getting a little bit of, the signal from from your guys' repeater actually isn't so bad, but there's got to be some local RF light. Of course, I am followed, you know, maybe 500 feet from several towers, including the tower that the home of the W2MCU repeater here in Oneonta, so I know there's a lot of RF here on the hilltop. Again, just seeing what I could do. I actually heard Jack, KAQZNZ, check in earlier, so I was actually hoping to possibly get a signal report on the 145.17. Anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and clear on out of here. 730, 82HKD mobile.
Glad to have you check in with us, and you have a great evening and a good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW, Guy Control for the Black River Valley Service, and looking for additional check-ins. Well, I started my day early. I went down by the lake and been working on that for a couple of days. We had a pile of branches and whatever that was heaped up, trying to get rid of it, get things cleaned up, and I finished up cutting the balance of a huge tree that went down in the fall. I had most of it out of the way, but had a good 22 feet of it left, so I cut that up in small sections and spend a little bit of time next day or two or whenever I can to get that added air and cleared up and everything back to normal. It luckily, when it came down in the right direction. Didn't destroy anything or cause any kind of problem, so worked out good. And had a good lunch, and then, of course, relaxed because the rain was there. I had already anticipated it coming and put all the equipment away and got a little R&R time myself this afternoon. So with that, I'll make a final call. Anyone care to check in? This is N5AOW. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the repeater and the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank all those that checked in. We have, I gotta get his name on there. I had it somewhere in my log here, but anyway, we had that gentleman from Oneonta that was mobile checking in. We had KC2WIP, we had John, Ray, Jack, and George. Everyone have a fine evening and a great day tomorrow. Supposed to be sunny and nice, a little bit cooler. N5AOW clear.
Peter here.
Good evening, this is KD2DXF, Matthew in Utica for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Center. Call up on the KC2NB repeater tonight, looking for stations, so I'd like to check in, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome.
November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
And 5AOW, thank you, Bill, and KC2NBU, thank you, Ray. This is Oct, I'm looking for any further stations. This is Oct, I'm looking for any further stations. This is Acton. Doing the final call. Nothing further heard. Thank you all. I checked in. Thank you for the Boomville Amateur Radio Club producer repeater tonight. This is KD2DXF, Acton Net Control.